Something New. Written by Ascidian. Read by Opal Song. Fandom Final Fantasy 15. Rating explicit. Relationship Prompto Noctis. Also tagged for handjobs, blowjobs, edging, orgasm delay denial, pre-canon, dorks in love, kink exploration, sex toys under clothing, and chastity device. Like the legend of the phoenix, all ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force of love. Chapter 1. The first time, it's an accident. They're sprawled out on the couch in Nock's apartment at 9 on a weeknight. Some dumb movie on the TV. A half-eaten bowl of popcorn on the coffee table. School's well and truly done. Their senior year 10 months behind them. And with it, any semblance of semi-reasonable bedtimes. Prompto works tomorrow, sure. But he's got an afternoon shift. So they have all the time in the world. The movie's half done, and Nock's reasonably sure that neither of them could give a summary of the plot if their lives depended on it. They're too busy with each other. Hands running through one another's hair, and long, slow kisses. And fingers that trace and explore through the thin barrier of their clothes. At some point, Nock tugs Prompto closer, and he shuffles forward, on his knees, to straddle Nock's thighs. The new angle makes everything better. Prompto's hips can't forward, grinding down, all restless energy. The way he gets when he's about to stop playing around. Nocked goes for the zipper on his jeans. Prompto's hard already, and when Nocked wraps his fingers around the length of him, he gets a shudder and a soft huff of breath for his efforts. It's been a long build-up. The tip, Nocked notes with appreciation, is already damp. He doesn't waste any time, just tightens his hold and strikes up a rhythm. It's quick and loose, and Prompto's hips rock into the touch. He wants to go for the fly on his own pants, wants to get started on himself, too. But it's awkward with Prompto pressed up so tight against him. And anyway, Prompto isn't going to last long. Nocked knows all the signs by now. The way his breath hitches and his back arches. The way he whispers Nocked's name, a breath of air told like a secret to the skin of Nocked's neck. The way his toes curl in his socks when he's about 5 seconds from coming. That's exactly when they hear the key in the door. Nocked freezes. With picture-perfect clarity, he remembers that Ignis has a spare key, and that it's Wednesday, and that Wednesdays mean Ignis swings by to make sure Nocked hasn't entombed himself in a mountain of trash. Specs has the spare. Nocked breathes, and Prompto, eyes wide with horror, vaults off him and to the other corner of the couch. He yanks the throw blanket off the couch's back and onto his lap, not an instant too soon. Because the door clicks open, and then there's Ignis, towing off his shoes and stepping into the entryway. Good evening, he says, pleasant and mild. Hey, Nocked answers, pretending at indifference. Aye, squeaks Prompto, face a remarkable shade of red. Ignis pauses there, just inside the doorway. He lifts one eyebrow and shifts his gaze, cool and appraising, between the two of them. Three for dinner, then? Sounds like a plan, says Nocked. And Prompto says, I was just on my way out. only they say it at the same time so the words overlap. There's a beat of silence, and then they exchange a guilty glance. "Well," says Ignis, "I'll leave you two to sort that out, shall I?" Then he disappears into the kitchen, and Prompto frantically reaches under the blanket to stuff himself into his jeans and pull the zipper back up. Ignis stays for 3 full hours. He makes dinner and straightens up a little and drops off a packet of reports for Nock to look over. When the door closes behind him, they wait until maybe the count of 10. Then Nock saying, "Oh gods, you should have seen your face." And Prompto's hitting him with one of the couch pillows as hard as he can muster. Noctis goes down, ungraceful, snakes out a hand to drag Prompto with him, and they end up a pile of limbs on the floor between the couch and the coffee table. Noctis, half tempted to grab a pillow of his own and return the assault, only he lands with Prompto on top of him, and Noctis can hear the way the breath catches in his throat. So instead of instigating a pillow fight for the ages, he reaches up and settles his hands on Prompto's waist, pulls him down, a slow, circular grind. Prompto shudders and twitches. He ducks his head and bites at his lip. He says, "Can we?" And Noct says, "Yeah." And then they're kissing again. Not as slow, not as lazy. Noct can feel the bulge in Prompto's jeans pressed up against his thigh. He reaches for the zipper, maneuvers the length of him over the plastic edge of the underwear. The tip is more than damp this time, Prompto squirming above him like he can't stay still. It doesn't take much. Noct closes a loose fist around Prompto's cock and gets started on a rhythm. Almost from the start, it's all gasped breaths and full body shivers. Maybe a minute in, those socked toes are starting to curl again. Prompto doesn't quite suppress a low groan when he comes, bites down into the juncture between Nock's neck and shoulder while his thighs shake. When he's done, limp and pliant, he pulls back just far enough for Nock to see the dazed, dopey grin on his face. It's a good look on him. Nock barely has the time to appreciate how good before Prompto says, "Your turn." Then he's sliding down between Nock's thighs and undoing the buttons there, and everything else slips away but the incredible feel of Prompto's tongue. The second time, it's very much not an accident. It's a lazy, sunny Saturday, and they've both been up already, showered, made coffee, and then wandered back to bed in their pajamas. Neither of them has anywhere to be. The best kind of day. Technically, morning came and went just a few hours ago, and now the light streaming in through Noct's curtains is a warm golden glow. Dust motes in the path of the sunbeam drifting in slow, bright spirals. They've wasted half the morning playing the new phone version of Valiant Warriors, made it through a dungeon and a half before flopping back out on the bed again. Noct's thinking about going back to sleep. He's thinking that a nap would be a luxuriously lazy cap to a decidedly lazy day, when Prompto leans over to kiss him and changes his mind. It starts out languid and soft, a closed-mouthed brush of lips against his jaw. Then Prompto kisses the lobe of his ear and the curve of his collarbone, visible above the black silk collar of his button-up pajamas. When he reaches for the waist of Nock's pajama bottoms, eases them down to nuzzle at his still, mostly soft cock, Nock sighs and threads his fingers through Prompto's hair. It really should be illegal, the things Prompto can do with his mouth. Every pull of his lips, every ripple of his tongue, makes Noct's breathing pick up a little more. Prompto levers himself up onto his elbows to get a better angle, slips a hand down underneath himself to palm his own erection through the ridiculous chocobo print sleep shorts that he wears with unironic enjoyment. Noct arches and sighs, lies back and lets Prompto do all the work. When his eyes slip closed, Prompto opens his mouth wider and swallows him further down. It stretches out into a long, sweet minute, and then to 5, and then to 15. The only sounds are the slick, wet squelching of Prompto's mouth and the soft rasp of skin on skin. Prompto's hand on his own erection. Abruptly, the second noise stops, and Prompto makes a sound, a tantalizing vibration of a moan that Nacht can actually feel. When he slips his eyes open again and looks down, Prompto's face is flushed, eyes dazed with pleasure. Both of his hands are knotted into the bedsheets, and his cock still hangs hard and twitching against his stomach. "You okay?" says Nacht, and Prompto nods, a slight bob of his head, and sucks Nacht down harder. It's enough. He comes with a shaky breath and a slight press of his hips, and Prompto works him through it, attentive lips and obliging tongue, until Nacht flops back against the pillows. It's a few seconds before he can rouse himself again, can tug Prompto closer, all fond affection, and say, "Come here." Prompto does, stretches himself out along Nacht's side, and Nacht's hand slides downward until it finds the thick heat of Prompto's cock and begins to stroke. Prompto hisses, shivers, bites at his lip. The tells are all there already. The damp tip, the hitched breathing, the way he arches into it, like he can't quite control his own body. He's really getting into it, hips pressing forward in time with the rhythm, when suddenly his hand scrambles at Nacht's, stilling the motion. Prompto shudders. His cock actually twitches in Nacht's palm. Nacht goes abruptly motionless, worry a dark cloud at the forefront of his mind. "Prom?" And Prompto says, "No, it's good. I'm good. Just..." Nacht watches him, the cheeks flushed with pleasure or embarrassment or some combination of the two. He doesn't think he's seen Prompto so worked up since the early days, when they were still just fooling around, all fumbling hands and clumsy kisses, trying to figure out what went where. "Just... I'm not ready to be done yet," Prompto mumbles, and he won't meet Nacht's eyes. The words click into place like a key turning in a lock. Abruptly, he remembers in vivid detail how close Prompto was the other night, teetering on a knife's edge before they were interrupted. How hard he came at the end of it, when he finally finished, and how quickly. Nacht's mouth is suddenly dry. He's not ready for another round yet, but hell if his cock doesn't try to stir back to interested life at just the thought of it. Nacht says, "How long are we talking here?" He wouldn't have thought it possible, but Prompto's face somehow manages to get even redder. Even the tips of his ears are turning crimson. "I don't know," Prompto manages. "Let's just go with it." Nacht's eyes trail over Prompto's face, take in the blush and the pale swoop of his eyelashes and the avoidant gaze. They pass over shoulders dusted with freckles and a chest heaving with arousal, coming at last to land on Prompto's cock. It's flushed, harder than Nacht thinks he's ever seen it. The pre-cum is actually visible on the tip, a small glisten of moisture. Nacht licks at his lips. "Yeah," he manages. "Yeah, I can do that." He shifts onto his side, gets comfortable, there in the blankets, and tells Prompto, "Hey, lie on your back." It's really damn hot how fast he listens, practically throwing himself over backwards. Nacht doesn't think it's on purpose either, the way he's spreading his legs like that, inadvertently eager. Prompto bucks up the second Nacht sets a hand on him, like even the thought of this has him wound tighter than a spring. And when Nacht takes a steady grip and starts to move, Prompto rocks up to greet him on every stroke, biting his lip, audibly panting. About 30 seconds in, Prompto lets out a little whine that lights a fire somewhere in Nacht's abdomen. About a minute in, his back arches up off the bed and he says, "Nacht, wait, don't..." Nacht lets go. The result is prettier than any classical sculpture Nacht's ever seen. Prompto lies there, frozen, mouth open, hips still working against the air. He bites at his lip and rides through it, shudders hard, breathing unsteady. "You okay?" says Nacht. "Oh, gods," says Prompto. "Again." So Nacht does it again. And then he does it a third time, and a fourth. He does it until Prompto's clawing at the sheets to keep his own hands off himself, until he can't even take a full 10 strokes, and Nacht switches to tracing the length of him with just the tips of 2 fingers. By round 6, Nacht's hard again, and Prompto looks like he's ready to burst, his cock's red and dripping, the pre-cum a slick trail down the length of him. Nacht stretches out, casual and content. He flexes his hand and he says, "I think I'll take a break for a while." Then he takes hold of his own cock, deliberately slow. He palms himself and then starts to stroke, grip tight, pace not quite enough. It's exactly the speed that drives Prompto wild when he's on the receiving end. Noctis peers up at Prompto's face. Outright smirks when he sees that Prompto's absolutely transfixed by the sight. There's not a hand on him, but he's practically squirming in the sheets. So Nacht says, "I said I wanted to take a break. Who said you could?" Prompto's eyes find Nacht's face. His pupils are blown, and he licks his lips, helplessly. "Huh?" he says, kind of dazed. "Quit slacking," Nacht says, and repositions Prompto's hand so that he's holding his own cock. Prompto actually shivers at the first brush of contact. He says, "Oh, gods!" Like someone set a mountain taller than Rav Kato in front of him and told him to get to the peak. He trails his fingers from the base of his cock to the tip, glacially slow. And by the way, he can't stay still. It looks like even that's borderline too much. So Nacht says, almost casually, "If you're still hanging on by the time I get done, I thought we could try something else." He figures a bit of incentive won't hurt. Sure enough, he can see the change in Prompto's face, the way his eyes flicker to where Nacht lies stretched out beside him. "What kind of something?" The very tips of Prompto's fingers are rubbing at a single spot on the other side of his cock, just below the head, and it's damn distracting. Nacht fixates on the point while he works himself, taking in every tiny twitch that runs through Prompto's body. Nacht says, "I don't know. Thought you might want to try a round or two with my tongue. See how that goes." Prompto takes his hand off his cock so fast you'd think it was a hot stove. His fingers clench in the sheets, and he bites his lip. His cock twitches against his stomach, and a new drop of pre-cum joins the growing puddle. He's so hard, it's got to be aching by now. The sight feels like someone's injected liquid heat straight into Nacht's veins. It feels like the onset of a fire spell, that heady moment before the world erupts into flames, when everything is too close and too bright, like the magic's thrumming there beneath his skin, waiting to escape. He's never even considered the way Prompto would look like this. Open-mouthed and red-faced, about 2 seconds from coming all over himself and fighting tooth and nail to keep it from happening. He's never considered how damn good Prompto would look, clinging to his self-control with the edge of his fingernails, squirming and desperate. Nacht tightens the grip on his own cock and groans, appreciative. He says, "Thought I said no slacking, though." Prompto makes a noise that might be trying to be a laugh. It's a weird little hiccup of sound, accompanied by a crooked smile. "Ew, telling someone off for being lazy." But he reaches out again, tentatively, to rub at the head of his cock. He's only making tiny circles this time, punctuating them by pulling back every 5 seconds or so. When he does, the pre-cum makes a thin, silvery line from his fingertips to the head of his cock. Nacht came maybe half an hour ago, but hell if he isn't ready to go again just at the sight. Prompto takes his hands off all the way. He squeezes his eyes shut and tips his head back and breathes hard through his nose. His hips are rocking up into the air like he can't quite make himself keep them still. That's it. That's all it takes. Nacht tightens the hold of his fist and really goes all out for the remaining couple of seconds it takes to get off. He keeps his eyes open while he does, tries to burn that image of Prompto into his mind while the waves of pleasure crash over him. When he comes down, lightheaded and still panting, He finds that Prompto's eyes are on him, watching, entranced by the sight. He says, "We still gonna..." And Noct says, "Yeah, here, I got ya." And he rolls over onto his stomach, propping himself up on his hands. He doesn't give Prompto any warning, and maybe that's kind of mean, considering how wound up he is, but by gods, is it worth it to hear him groan like he's dying the second Noct's tongue touches his cock? Noct doesn't take him all the way in. He's got to be on hair trigger by now, after so long spent teetering so close to the edge. But he does lave his tongue up along the underside of Prompto's cock. The response is immediate. Prompto's hips come up off the bed, chasing the wet heat. And Noct presses them back down again with one hand and carries on. He licks at Prompto with purpose, with intent, never giving him more than teasing flicks of his tongue. Underneath him, Prompto shakes. His fingers flex open and closed like he knows nothing he can hold on to will help him get through this. He says, "Noct!" And his voice is bright with need. And Noct pulls off, sitting back and enjoying the view while Prompto's toes curl. They start again, and then again after that. Noct definitely isn't playing fair by now, but by the look on Prompto's face, dazed and euphoric, he really doesn't mind. Noct mouths at the head and presses kisses to the base. He laps at the very tip, still oozing precum, until Prompto can't stay still. And then he draws away, and Prompto makes the sexiest sound he's ever heard, high and breathy and desperate. "Noct," he says. "Okay, that's like 20 kinds of incredible, but, Noct quirks a knowing smile his way. "Ready to call it quits?" Prompto nods so fast he looks like he'll give himself a whiplash, and Noct huffs a quiet laugh, fond and amused. "You got it," he says. He shifts to get a better angle, and when he lowers his mouth to Prompto's cock, he doesn't tease. He just parts his lips and takes it inside, hot and heavy and salt musk against his tongue. He can feel every little twitch and shiver from Prompto, can feel the way his thighs are tighter than the string on a badly tuned violin. Noct bobs his head, and Prompto makes a wavering, appreciative sound. So he hollows out his cheeks and applies gentle suction, and he bobs his head again. Prompto outright wails when he comes, scrabbling at Noct's shoulders like the ground's opened up under his feet and he's trying to find somewhere to hold on. His hips are trying to jerk up, but Noct holds them in place, works him through it, setting the pace until Prompto subsides, panting and spent in the rumpled sheets. When he's done, Noct crawls back up beside him. He slides an arm around Prompto's waist, pleased and kind of smug. He says, "How was that?" Like the dazed, starry-eyed expression on Prompto's face isn't answer enough. "Wow," says Prompto, when he can speak again. "Okay, wow. Points for above and beyond, buddy." "Just wait until next time," Noct tells him, and watches Prompto's face to see the reaction. It's a flicker of surprise, and then something warmer, more affectionate. Buried underneath that, there's naked want. "Hope that's a promise," says Prompto. "But maybe not a promise for right now, you know? Give me 5 to take a breather." He's going to need a lot more than 5. His eyelids are growing heavy already. And small wonder, outside, the golden afternoon light has shifted to the gray and violet of evening. Noct reaches absently for the blankets kicked aside in their earlier enthusiasm, pulls them up and over them both. "Whenever you want," he says, and beans it.